Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Join me as I take on the challenge of exploring Okeechobee State Park, despite the park ranger's warnings that it's a total death trap. Now let's get spooky. I've been working as a wildlife officer at the Okeechobee State Park since 2010. It's a pretty great job, if I'm to be honest. I've always loved nature, and being from the area, the heat and humidity never bothered me. There's been some strange stuff going on lately, though. The job doesn't involve a whole lot, mostly just patrolling the swamps to make sure nobody is hunting illegally and keeping an eye out for any possible fire hazards during the summer months. Really, it's just a peaceful place to be, assuming you'd keep plenty of bug spray on you at all times. I've been on the overnight shift for the last few weeks while the regular officer is out on paternity leave. Before he left, he told me I would probably see a few weird things typical around the Florida-Georgia line. Methed out rednecks, kids sneaking off into the swamps to bang, and the swamp lights. The first two were typical on day shifts too, so I wasn't really concerned about that. The swamp lights threw me for a loop though. The lights are an old superstition. Supposedly, it's spirits of lost souls that have died in the swamp trying to lure others to the watery death. There is a natural explanation for it though. Methane and phosphorus gas from the swamp mixes and gives off a glow. It actually looks pretty cool after the first scare it gives you. Those aren't the scariest things that have been happening, though. I was out on my patrols a couple of weeks ago in the big fan boat that we use to get around the areas where boardwalks haven't been built in, and I noticed something huge floating in the water not far from me. I steered over that way and focused my spotlight onto it. It was an alligator. Well, it used to be an alligator at one time. This one had been a monster, at least 15 feet long and built like a truck. Looked like something that crawled out of Jurassic Park. It had been torn to shreds. Gashes all over the length of its body, and the head was barely hanging on. "Hey, Captain," I said into my radio.
"Shh, what's going on, Smith?"
The captain answered back into the radio. She was stationed back at the main office at the swamp entrance. We always kept at least two people on shift in case of any accidents or the rare wildlife attack. "I've got a dead gator out here in Section 14, I said back. I picked up a branch from nearby and started poking the corpse in the water, trying to flip it around and see if there were any other distinguishing marks.
"Probably just one of the older ones out here. Nature will sort it out,"
Captain answered back. Dead animals were nothing new in the swamp, especially with the amount of wildlife out here, but this was something I had never seen before. "Negative, Cap. This gator is a giant, and it's been ripped apart."
"Ripped apart? By what?"
She sounded surprised. Couldn't say I blamed her. "Beats the crap out of me," I said. I still couldn't tell whether it had been torn apart by claws or teeth. The head had been ripped through. The skin was stretched and the bones were sticking out in jagged spikes. I'm getting the hell out of here before it comes back, though.
You think one of the bears may have done it? Old Methuselah's been more grouchy than usual lately.
Methuselah was the black bear that had been tagged in the swamp back in the late 80s. He was the oldest bear that we had on record out here and was somewhat of a local celebrity.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Family-owned since 1897, we've built our reputation on trust, transparency, and innovation. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then, simply stop by to pick up your keys.
Drive home the new 2025 Audi A3 for $419 for 36 months with $3,685 down.
The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 6/30/25.
He mostly kept to himself, and it seemed to get along with most of the gators in the swamp, usually swimming along beside them most of the time. No way, Methuselah couldn't have done this, I said back into the radio. I'm heading back to the office.
No, head over to the cabin. If there's something big out there, I don't want you out in the open at night. Head in and wait until it's light out. We'll come get you.
Shoot, I hated the old cabins. We had a few spread out throughout the swamp because of how large it was. Mostly, they were used as ranger outposts now, but they started out as a little hunting cabins back in the early 1900s. They were small and up on huge hilts to keep them out of the water, plus to make sure the black bears didn't wander into them and make a nice little home. I headed over to the nearest one, about a 20-minute ride in the boat. The whole way over, I was going over what in the world could have torn that gator apart. Usually they're pretty docile. There's plenty of food for them out here, so one wouldn't have had any reason to attack a bear for food, and a bear is the only thing out here big enough to have done that. The only ones out here are black bears anyways, and they're more likely to run than fight. I coasted up to the cabin and stopped the boat fan, pulling it towards the nearest stilt and tying it down. With the sound of the fan not overtaking my hearing, I started to notice just how quiet it was. Usually there was cicadas, frogs, crickets, and all kinds of other wildlife making noises all over the swamp. Now I didn't even hear the usual owls in the trees. It was like everything had ran away. Once everything was tied down, I grabbed onto the ladder and started to climb up into the cabin. I pushed open the small trap door and pulled myself into the cabin. It smelled like mildew and dirt, but at least it was a safe place to sleep, out of reach of any dangerous animals. I looked around the cabin until I finally found the generator in the corner. Luckily, we had someone come out to these once a month to replace all the gas and to make sure nothing was chewed through, like the wiring. I would actually have some light and some air conditioning, so tonight wouldn't be too bad. That is when I realized the gas canister was mostly empty. They must have forgotten to hit this one last month. Shoot. I still have a supply of batteries down in the boat, and we keep some small lanterns around, but it wouldn't be nearly as good as having all the lights in the cabin. I looked out the window into the swamp. There was a bright light coming from about 50 feet away. It looked too bright to be one of the swamp lights. Hey, Captain, I said into the radio. You got somebody coming out to me right now?
You are the only one out here tonight,
she said back.
Ain't nobody coming out there until the sun comes up.
More lights started to pop up near the first one. They were spaced out, but all just as bright. There's lights out here, Captain. I think they're moving towards me. I tried to hide the shakiness in my voice. The lights were getting closer.
Just hang tight. Try to get some sleep.
The radio cut out with a light-pitched burst of static. Shit. Cap, can you hear me? It was useless. The only thing coming through was a low buzz of static. I'm screwed. I looked at my watch. It was nearly 11:19 p.m. I had at least 8 hours before someone could be out here. The screams started a few minutes later. It sounded like a child. The screams when a kid falls and scrapes their knee and doesn't want to do anything about it. They were anguished. They were coming from the direction of the lights. Screw this, I said to myself. I'm not sticking around for this crap. I grabbed a lantern and the flare gun off the wall and pulled up the trap door to get onto the ladder. I practically jumped down to the boat and started to untie it from the stilts. I reached down to the engine and pulled the
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Cord. It was gone. The pull cord had been cut off. There was no way to get the fan going. I'm stuck here. The screams grew louder, and I turned to see the lights only a few feet away. I hightailed my ass up the ladder. I could hear something ripping at the boat behind me as I closed the trap door. I heard the splinter of one of the stilts and felt the cabin sway. I've got my cell phone and my signal comes and goes. I'm going to try to keep updates going as I can. I've only got a lamp in the cabin on, and I'm sitting in the corner as far away from the windows as I could get. The screaming has stopped, but I could see the glow of the lights coming in through one of the windows. If you're reading or hearing this, send help. Part 2. According to the clock and calendar we keep in the cabin, I've been here for 2 days. Not that I would be able to tell, seeing as the sun hasn't come out this entire time. It's been dark since I had gotten here that night. The only light I've seen is from those damn swamp lights out here, and they've been coming and going as they please. I still don't know what they are, but I know there's something else out there with them. I've been trying to sleep since I've been out here. Not like I had the ability to do much else. The boat is trashed. One of the stilts of the cabin is splintered, and I'm sure as hell can't swim out here. I was looking out of the window last night between naps and saw something moving between the lights that were out there. It was big. At least the size of an SUV. It round the perimeter around the cabin, walking on four legs. It wasn't a bear, I knew that. We didn't have any bears that size in this swamp. I hope to whatever gods are listening that it wasn't a gator. I can't get too good of a look at it with how it's weaving in between the swamp lights, but I saw it knock over a tree on its way through. So here we are, 2 days stuck in this shithole of a cabin, surrounded by floating lights that scream, and whatever biological nightmare is shambling around out there. I know some people asked why I didn't call the captain using my cell. You really think I didn't try that? I just keep getting a busy signal. I've tried sending out text messages too, but they all just show red. I haven't gotten anything back. I really hope that someone can tell the captain that I'm still out here. If they ask, I'm in the section 14-18 cabin, out near the Gator Bog. Holy shit. It hit me. If I'm near the Gator Bog, then there's a boardwalk not too far from here, maybe a mile or two. That will lead me directly to the swamp entrance and to the head office. I looked around the cabin and found the map that we keep of the entire swamp with all the trails and stations marked. Okay, I'm in section 14, and the boardwalk is a mile and a half southwest of me, right over the Florida border. I'm gonna have to try to sneak out of here though. Maybe I can make a paddle for the boat, that way I don't have to swim. I looked around the cabin, taking inventory of what I had available. There were some battery packs, a set of radios, a flare gun, and an emergency rifle with 20 rounds of ammo, plus the lantern and a couple of flashlights with glow sticks as backup. I think there's a backup aura in the fanboat, but I need to check to be sure. The other thing that I knew I had to do was to distract the lights and whatever that thing is out there. I may need to use either a flare or a few of the rounds of ammo. I don't think bullets will hurt the lights though. I thought it over for a few minutes. This is going to take some trial and error before I go anywhere. I've seen what those things out there can do to the cabin, so they could break me in half no problem. I'll load up a flare gun and see what that does. I have 6 flares total, so one shouldn't be an issue. I loaded it up, stood at the window, and took aim at the nearest.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Light. The flare shot off, the red light almost blinding me. Before it landed, I saw it pass through the light. The light changed. It had a face now, gaunt, with hollow black eyes. Sharp teeth showed from the twisted maw, almost as if it was screaming in terror. I heard a roar of anger from it, and it shot towards the cabin, howling. I pulled the shutter, tried to close the window before it got here, desperately hoping that it would keep it out. It banged against the side of the cabin, and I could hear the claws scraping against the wood. At least I finally had an answer to that state. They were solid, so maybe the bullets could hurt them. Okay, I think I'm ready. There's a small propane tank under the camp stove in the corner. I could rig it to a flare, throw it out there, and shoot it as a distraction. Then I could jump down from the trap door, land in the boat, and row my way out of here. I'm gonna wait for a while and observe. The swamp light that I shot at is still howling outside. That's a sound I'm never gonna forget. It's like a child screaming, but warped, as if it's being pulled out through an echo and drawn out. God, I hope I make it out of this hellhole. The radio suddenly let out a burst of static. I could hear a voice coming through.
Kaysen. Kaysen, are you out there?
Holy shit, it was the captain. Cap, can you hear me? I'm here. I'm in the section 14 cabin. I shouted back into it. The howling outside got louder, the clawing at the wall more furious.
Kaysen, we searched the cabin. You weren't there. Where the hell are you?
What does she mean? I've been here for 2 days. They had to have seen my boat down there.
Look, we found your boat back near that torn up gator. Just stay where you are. We'll find you.
Captain, I'm in the cabin. I haven't left the damn cabin, I shouted back, I was panicking now. If they didn't find me, what hope did I have? I think leaving is my only hope. I need to get the hell out of here and at least get back to the main office. From there, I could at least be a little more safe behind some cinder block walls instead of this old rickety cabin. I have to go through with my plan. I'm writing this all on my phone and setting it up to go out automatically when I have signal again. If I don't make it, hopefully somebody can read this and find my body. I still don't know what that giant creature is out there, but I could only assume it's what tore up that gator the other night. I'll try to update again if I can, if I could make it out of here alive. God, please let me make it out of here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.